Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
I want to read to you a story. It's in the book of Judges, chapter 14. Samson went down to Timnah and saw there a young Philistine woman. When he returned, he said to his father and his mother, "I have seen a Philistine woman in Timnah. Now get her for me as my wife." His father and mother replied, "Isn't there an accountable woman among your relatives, among all our people? Must you go to the uncircumcised Philistines to get a wife?" But Samson said to his father, "Get her for me. She's the right one for me." His parents did not know that this was from the Lord, who was seeking an occasion to confront the Philistines, for at that time they were ruling over Israel. Samson went down to Timnah together with his father and mother. As they approached the vineyard of Timnah, suddenly a young lion came roaring towards him. Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him, so that he tore the lion apart with his bare hands, as he might have torn a young goat. But he told neither his father nor his mother what he had done. Then he went down and talked with a woman, and he liked her. Sometime later, when he went back to marry her, he turned aside to look at the lion's carcass. And in it, he saw a swarm of bees and some honey. He scooped out the honey with his hands and ate it as he went along. When he rejoined his parents, he gave them some, and they too ate it. But he did not tell them that he had taken the honey from the lion's carcass. Now his father went down to see the woman, and there Samson held a feast, which was customary for young men. When the people saw him, they chose 30 men to be his companions. "Let me tell you a riddle," Samson said to them. "If you can give me the answer within 7 days of the feast, I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 sets of clothes. If you can't tell me the answer, you must give me 30 linen garments and 30 sets of clothes." "Tell us your riddle," they said, "and let us hear it." And he replied, "Out of the eater, something to eat. Out of the strong, something sweet." Our Heavenly Father, I pray today that you not only teach us, but you apply to our hearts what you have written, that we might be stronger and be able to walk your life better because of being here today. In Jesus' name, amen. Riddles. I have a niece, her name is Sophia. She's real smart, and she likes riddles. So I try to come up with some riddles for her whenever we're around, and she tries to figure them out. And you know, she gets some of them. You say, "Well, preacher, what is a riddle?" For some of you younger ones, you may not know. I'm going to give you a few riddles. Paul is 6 feet. He's an assistant in a butcher shop. He wears a size 10 shoe. What does he weigh? Meat. Very good. How can you make 7 even? Drop the S. Aw. The more of these that you take, the more of these you leave behind. Footsteps. See, now given time, all of those riddles have something that you will be able to figure it out. The same way as Samson is giving this riddle, given enough time, 7 days, and 30 men, they should be able to figure it out. But talking about a riddle, Samson himself is a riddle. Here is a strong man, yet a very weak man. Here's a man of capable of doing great things, but incapable of doing, of controlling his own self. A man that the end of his life was stronger than any other time in his life. Samson's life itself was a riddle. And what he is talking about is this lion. Samson's a young man. He's going where God is leading him to go, because God wants to make this confrontation with the Philistines. He's going to use Samson to win that battle. And this young lion, this lion that would normally kill anyone and tear them to pieces, young lion jumps out in order to capture him and actually eat him. And Samson grabs that lion with supernatural strength and tears it in pieces and goes back and doesn't even tell his parents, those who are the closest to him. But he remembers it. You ever had some of those battles that you ran into? Those times that you can't get through and you know you couldn't get through them without God himself giving you supernatural power in order to get through them? Times that you didn't plan on running into, but they just, everything you're planning is good and all of a sudden something goes bad. It happened in the Bible many times. Daniel was thrown into a lion's den just for serving God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into a fiery furnace. And the disciples were thrown into a storm. Daniel couldn't get out of that lion's den. Those lions were hungry. He couldn't do it on his own. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could not quench the flames of the fire. And the disciples couldn't calm the storm. I've been through some of those times. First time was that I remember is when I went in the Navy. When I went off to the Navy in 1969, the first year I was there, two of my friends got killed in Vietnam. I had other friends that had been drafted, and they also went to Vietnam. I'd never been away from home before. I was just a kid that drove my mom's Cadillac convertible to high school. I was just a kid that had been pampered a lot and given a lot. Didn't have to face up to anything or fight any battle on my own, and it was a time that I couldn't fight it myself. You know what I did? I went to church. There at the church, I found two old Navy chiefs that put their arm around me and said, "Young man, if you need anything, we're here for you." I got involved in church. And because I went to the Navy and went through those times, I'm standing here today. See, when Samson was coming back that same route, he looked over, and in the carcass of that lion that he had torn apart were bees. And they'd built a honeycomb in there, and it was full of honey. Now, we could talk about why he didn't get stung. We could talk about why the carcass had not been just riddled and eaten apart by animals out in that area. But the key is, God used one of the biggest fights that Samson had up to that time in order to nourish him along so he could do what God had him to do. The Navy did that for me. I came out of the Navy. I knew I was going to be a minister. I wanted to go to college, and the next battle was going to college. I was actually accepted at the college there where Pastor Eric graduated from and his wife. And I was so disappointed that I couldn't go. And I had to come back home and go to work in the factory that I was in. And I thought, there's never a chance of me going to be a minister, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go to Bible college anyway. So I drove 50-some miles 3 days a week to Bible college and worked a full-time job. But it was in that factory where I didn't want to go. It was in that factory where I was asked to preach my first revival meeting by one of the engineers who was pastoring a small church. And from there to another meeting, till I took a pastorate at age 23. There's honey in the bad things of life that seems to happen to us. There are places that we must go and battles that we must fight, but we must realize they're God's battles, not our battles. We must realize that God put us there so that He can show us His supernatural power so that we can win, so we can come back and win and win and win and win again. Terry and I had moved from a good job in Florida to a job that we promised that was good up here in Northwest Ohio. The man back in 1982, maybe, I don't know the date, promised me $800 a week. When I got here, he said, I'll only pay you $400. You're not going to get a job anywhere paying more than that. And I said, then don't pay me, just pay me a commission. I was so disappointed. Terry and I were living in a small used house trailer, driving a Ford Fiesta. But because that man was dishonest with me, I got a job that bailed us out of everything financially. And had we not been bailed out of those financial difficulties, God opened the door so that we could financially come here to a small church in Toledo. And I'll tell you something, there's honey in that carcass. There was honey in that battle. I don't know what you're going through today, and I don't know the heartaches that you're dealing with, and I don't know the battles that you are fighting right now. It could be financial, it could be marriage, it could be children, it could be many of those things, but I want to tell you something. God sees the end from the beginning. And God said, I will give you the power to see you through where you are today and what you're going through today. And then what you've went through, I'm going to reward you with later on. Isn't it amazing how God works? I know how He worked in my life. I know how He took Daniel out of the lion's den. And He said, Daniel, I make a proclamation. And that is that your God will be our God, and no one will challenge Daniel again. And he served under two kings, both Cyrus and Darius. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego thrown into the fiery furnace under Nebuchadnezzar. He looked in and he saw four men in the furnace. He saw God in there with them. And he said, bring them out of the furnace. And he said, I'm going to make a declaration. I decree that their God will be our God. Wow. And we hate battles, don't we? We don't like to be thrown into that fight where that lion we know has killed all the men that it's ever tackled. But with God, nothing is impossible. And with God, He will see you through that sickness, that heartache, whatever it is that's got a hold of you right now. You can't win the battle on your own. Take supernatural power of God Himself. And God said, there's honey in that carcass that I gave you the power to kill. There's an old song that was wrote back in, I think, 1885. Some of you remember it. There's honey in the rock for me. You know, in 1885, that was a new song. I'm just saying, someone introduced it as a new song back then. We still do that once in a while here, a new song. But there's honey in the rock for me. There's honey in the battle. There's sweetness beyond the fight. And God used Samson to bring the entire house down. And he won the battle of the Philistines. Blind, hurting, but God empowered him again, just as he had before. And God will empower you too. Let us stand. Our Heavenly Father, I pray for all those that are embattled right now with life. Could be sickness, heartache, forgiveness, healing, death itself. Lord, I pray that you give them the strength to go through the battle, that they might see what you have for them on the other side. And we'll give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.